Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, or good evening out there in podcast listening land. This is Adrienne Langford doing my second podcast today because I was motivated to do this one about grief, and with grief comes stress, or with stress comes grief, either and or. So as a health coach for mind and body, and also I have a yoga background and a meditation background, for those of you who didn't know. So I have looked at this topic many times, and in fact I've actually written and created a PowerPoint devoted to what happiness looks like, as that is something a lot of us strive to be and to obtain happiness. But I got motivated today because of a client who said a dear friend had passed away. So she is probably processing through grief at this point. And of course, there's a lot of different causes for grief, not just a loved one passing away. There's loss of, you name it. It could be a loss of a job. It could be a loss of a partner in terms of separation or divorce or distance. It could be loss of a pet. It could be someone who perhaps wasn't very kind to you. And it could be, like I say, a variety of things causing your grief. So what happens when you're dealing with that sort of thing, for whatever the reason? Well, one thing is, of course, your brain may react in what people know, and I'm sure everyone's heard of this, or a lot of us have heard of the fight or flight response. There can be that, where you automatically just want to either respond in anger or run away, or maybe even both. So a lot of different hormones actually come into play when that happens. One of the hormones is from the adrenal gland, which is a partner, shall we say, of the thyroid gland. And the adrenal gland, when it gets activated a lot, pumps out a lot of the adrenal hormone to help your body take care of the immediate reaction of physical stress. It most likely is a leftover from days of yore, or days from our ancestors, from the Paleolithic and earlier, really, times when we had to have that adrenal gland pump out that adrenal hormone to run or physically, I guess, protect ourselves and deal with whatever we were being faced with at the time, and or possibly protect our loved ones, even then, our little tribe, our family, offspring. So the adrenal gland has been something that has been operational in our bodies for millennia, shall we say. So today, when you're faced with grief or injury or an accident or something you think is threatening, or even really awful traffic, the adrenal gland will start pumping adrenal hormone into your bloodstream to deal with the issue that physiologically and or your brain thinks you need to deal with, which is normal and in certain instances is probably necessary and very beneficial, really. The other side of the coin is what to do with all that hormone that's pumping around in the body over a period of time. How do you minimize it or bring it back down? Because after a long period of time or constant fight or flight reaction or constant output of the adrenal hormone, the body begins to have issues with other things. And that would be, one of them would be cortisol levels. And cortisol is a huge factor in weight gain. So a lot of fight or flight slash stress and or grief can bring upon you the cortisol levels that get high, and then you have to figure out how to bring those back down. So one of the things would be preventative when you're faced with these situations. And coming back to looking at grief, obviously you've got to give yourself the time to process through it. I know from personal experience, going through deaths of my parents really took a bite out of my health. One of the things I did was exercise. When my mom passed away, I was already doing exercise and have been doing exercise for a long time, and I actually am not a huge athlete or devoted athlete, to be honest with you, but I do like to be active. So I started doing exercise many years ago in a ladies' gym, because I'm not an athlete, so I started there where I felt comfortable, and from there graduated on to regular gym and have been doing some kind of fitness ever since. So anyway, when my mom passed, I got on a treadmill and listened to music with my iPod at the time, and that really helped. It gave me a little unit of time to unplug from the grief and the sadness. Now, other people can take a walk, walk the dog, walk with a friend, walk with a family member. Sorry about that noise. That was a reality wind blowing door closed, if you heard that. Anyway, so people can go walking, swimming, you know, find some kind of physical outlet that helps you. Even gardening, cooking at times, frankly, is also my other therapy, and yoga is another great therapy for me, and or practice and fitness approach to stress and staying on track with stability and focus and calm. So find something that works for you, whether that is walking, swimming, something you can do at a gym. If you're not doing anything at that kind of facility, a gym, for instance, you can always try and find a personal trainer that will meet your needs and make sure they are truly reputable and not going to hurt you, because some personal trainers are not very, very good at assessing people, and they basically have their agenda at heart and not yours. So make sure they're really going to deal with your physical condition and issues. Find out their background and talk to them and make sure they're aware that you might have shoulder, knee, what have you, problems or chronic problems or recovering from some injury or whatever. And make sure you always do that with personal trainers or people that are yoga instructors. Make sure it's your physical condition that they are taking into account. So coming back to what to do to keep yourself on track when you're going through grief, certainly you can have the physical fitness part of it and do something like gardening, cooking, which I do think is a physical activity as well as a mental activity, and gardening as well. And find something that's going to work for you, because the serotonin levels that are released with the physical activity are huge in making you feel better. So keep that in mind when you're going through stress and grief, that there is a wonderful dividend from doing physical activity. And I'm not a expert on how deep the physical activity or intense the physical activity is in relation to the serotonin levels. But I would guess that if you challenge yourself to moving a little more, not to cause injury, but to get your heartbeat up a little bit, as long as your doctor is okay with that and you're capable of that, then get that heartbeat up a little bit, move a little more, and the serotonin levels will be a little higher, and you will feel better. So physical activity is definitely important when you're feeling stressed and grief. So I would guess that the other challenge with all of that is motivation. So certainly you can access vast quantities of motivational and inspirational videos and books and blogs and resources at the or on the internet. You can YouTube inspirational and motivational videos on YouTube, or you could go to your library and find probably CDs and DVDs and books that you can browse and see if something strikes a chord with you. One of the things I do is go to a bookstore, because I do love books. And I go to a bookstore at times when I'm feeling, I don't know, not so great, I guess. And I look at the books in there that appeal to me and the magazines. And if I see a book I really like and it's not out of my budget, I purchase it, or I actually take a photo of it. And then later, if I still feel like it's a really great book, I search for it on a website such as Amazon, and I purchase it where it is usually cheaper. And that's, I don't know, that's really great. I really enjoy doing that kind of thing, i.e. finding a great book and being able to get that through Amazon or some other place that's a bit more reasonable than some bookstores. So moving on to the grief and the stress process. So there are supplements that help. 5-HTP, melatonin, but one needs to be careful with melatonin because it can actually throw your other hormones out of balance. So most of those supplements with melatonin are 3 milligram. It'd be nice to find one with less in it, but most of them are about 3. So certainly if you use that, that's fine. But you want to do what we call cycle on and cycle off, actually, of any and all supplements. And certainly with melatonin, you want to go on and off of it about 1 to 2 weeks and find maybe a lower dose of it. And if you do search in various places, you can find a lower dose than 3 milligrams. One of the ones I really, really like is the Bach Flower Sleep Plus remedy. And it's like little red gummy candies, really. And that's 3 milligrams of melatonin, and it's extremely helpful to getting one into a relaxed and or sleep condition. Really helps. There's also something called the Rescue Remedy, another Bach flower remedy that's really helpful in times of stress and trauma. It's also helpful for pets, for those of you who've never heard of it. Bach Flower Remedy, Rescue Remedy, is available all over the place now. It's gone mainstream for a while. And that's very helpful. It's a liquid flower extract. Use a dropper. It comes as a dropper liquid. And you just put some drops in your mouth several times a day or evening as you need it. Follow the directions on the box or bottle. It's in drug stores, grocery stores, supplement stores, online. Very reasonable. The sleep remedy, Bach Flower Sleep Remedy, is in grocery stores and online and so forth. And it's reasonable as well in terms of price. There's another Bach Flower remedy for releasing grief. And I will mention it now. And then we'll move on to some other remedies. And that is Star Bethlehem. Now, you may not find that just anywhere, but it's terrific and huge help. I used that when my dad was dying and passed away, and it helped me process through it. It's a liquid, another flower extract. And I remember taking it one day during a health seminar weekend I was at with a friend, and I remember she and her family gave me a ride back home a few hours away, and I had taken that remedy, the Star Bethlehem remedy, and I don't know, for good, bad, or other, the reaction I had from it was talking a lot. And I remember all of a sudden thinking to myself in my friend's van, wow, I've been talking way too much. And it suddenly occurred to me that was because I had that Star Bethlehem remedy. And I apologized to them. I said, wow, I think that's the reaction I was having from it. And I explained it to them, and they were very kind. So, you know, if you have a reaction, that's going to be kind of the reaction you may have. Certainly, if you find it distressful in other ways, either take less of it or stop taking it. Certainly read the directions on any of those remedies. There's other remedies, homeopathic remedies, and it'd probably be best to talk to a naturopath or a homeopathic doctor and find out what might be the best remedy for you. There are hundreds of homeopathic remedies. One for panic attacks is called aconite. It's A-C-O-N-I-T-E. Most of the homeopathics come in 30C dose. It's pretty low. Homeopathic remedies are also flower extracts, but there also could be root from plants or trees, bark from plants or trees, and flowers and other things from plants. And they are reduced to minutiae. So they are considered safe, although some people are so hypersensitive, like a family member of mine, and she's taken it in homeopathics, not necessarily aconite, but she reports, I think, having some stomach distress from it or something, from some homeopathic remedy. So usually people, though, either have a good reaction or have no reaction at all from homeopathic remedies. And I would be more than happy to discuss with anyone out there in podcast land a particular homeopathic remedy and how it could help you, or a Bach flower remedy, how that could help you, as I am educated in those areas. Supplements, we've already talked about the 5-HTP, the melatonin. Chamomile is another wonderful thing, and you can get that in so many ways. Tea is one of my favorite. There are a lot of tonics, shall we say, that are herbal teas, T-E-A-S, and they're wonderful and gentle. There is a homeopathic chamomile, which is great for teething babies, by the way. I'll just put that as an asterisk note, a quick aside. And by the way, the homeopathic remedies are usually made with what do they call that? A milk sugar. So definitely find out if that's going to be a problem for you. Most people do not have a problem with that, because everything's in such minutia that it really doesn't bother folks taking homeopathics, or babies, or pets. They're usually little tiny white balls, and boron, B-O-I-R-O-N, I think is the right spelling. I'm sorry if I messed that up. But that's one of the big manufacturers that have been making homeopathics for years and years and years. You can find them usually at supplement shops, online, and even drug stores and or grocery stores now carry arnica, which is actually for trauma, physical trauma usually, to the body, from car accidents to surgeries. And that's another super duper homeopathic remedy, and also topical cream. Another aside about homeopathics, there's some wonderful go-tos that I love to use and my friends and family also use that are extremely helpful. Arnica is definitely one of those, made from the Arnica Montana flower. It's also good for, believe it or not, talking about trauma, another asterisk aside, good for trauma to a baby in utero. So a mom may want to use the topical ointment. And again, read the labels and ingest the arnica little remedies. Maybe consult a homeopathic doctor and find out if that would be beneficial for you and safe. So there are many remedies and many supplements that can help with grief and sleep, certainly. Lavender is another one. There's also aromatherapy oils. Lavender comes to mind. It's a very calming oil. You can use it. Chamomile also is a very calming oil. Dab a little on your wrists, put a little on a tissue, put it under your pillow, you know, whatever seems appropriate for you. And you want to make sure it's a good quality aromatherapy oil. One way to do that is put a drop of an oil in water. And if it's milky, it is not good quality. You want to see it bead up in the water. So a little lavender oil in the tub is extremely helpful to calm a person down and provide some relief and relaxation. You could